A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. Let's talk Force Awakens, you guys. I've barely seen you since the film got released. You were going to be at our special midnight podcast, and then you sent me the saddest email ever on the day.
Well, that storm in Sydney.
It was a massive storm. So I had the tickets. Yeah. I get to the airport. It's lightning. It's pouring. Yeah. And then massive queues all through. And then I go, I got to get on this plane. Yeah, no, man. You're not flying till tomorrow. I'm like, tomorrow? This thing's over tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I have to... I can't go.
Yeah. Sad face emoji.
Sad face. Take the train home. Don't even take a cab.
And I remember I was setting up for the thing, and I got the email, and I was like, "Oh, that is tragic." I still get to see it.
Yeah.
Like a true fan.
Like a true fan. Screw that guy.
Yeah, I'm going to feel really bad for that guy when I remember to think about him 3 hours after I've seen what I want to see.
Exactly. I heard it was a great time, of course, in comedy film nerds.
I thought you were going to say I heard it was a great movie.
No. I seen the movie. I heard it was a great time.
It was pretty sweet.
Yeah. So
I've got to be honest, I wasn't present. I really enjoyed the film, but I had been told that, was it the head of the Australian Star Wars fan club, had issues with the way the Millennium Falcon landed. And to be honest, it inspired a cracking routine that I did throughout the festivals this year.
I didn't know that was the inspiration.
Yeah.
I saw your show in Adelaide and I was like, going, that reminds me of someone.
Yeah. But it was because I honestly walked out of the film and had thoroughly enjoyed it. And then I spoke to Adam Richard.
Yeah.
And I was going into Breakfast Radio. So I'm speaking to Adam at quarter past in the morning. And Adam was like saying, it was really good. Everyone was really excited. Man, the guy who loves Star Wars the most, the head of the fan club, was really upset with that. I said, oh my God, why? And he said, he was really upset with the way the Millennium Falcon landed. And I was like, well, fuck you, buddy. That is going to turn into a sweet routine.
Yeah.
And it did. Because just enjoy it. Like, who cares? What do you mean you don't like the way the Millennium...
How did it land?
You need to calm down.
I can't remember I don't know.
It just landed incorrectly for him. I wasn't there. I took one comment off the cuff from Adam Richard at 4 in the morning, and I thought, this is sweet. I'm going to rip into nerds everywhere.
But in Darren's defense...
Okay, good. Yeah. Yes.
No. Yes, no. You did get the report from never exaggerated anything ever, Adam Richard.
I took that into account. But seeing both sides of an argument does not make a really funny routine.
That's true.
Don't mean to show you insight into how it works, but that's how it works.
Oh,
so
wow.
So wait, you land it... I'm really obsessed with this.
I became when I was told the second time I watched it, I was obsessed with it. I was like, does it land on its side? Does it land on its back? Does it give a bit of a stretch when it flies off? Because it's all what's happening. And they landed all these times. And I went, I think that's how an imaginary spaceship might land.
There's got to be physics involved.
Some sort, I guess.
I guess.
But did you enjoy the film?
you know what? Okay, so I saw it twice. I enjoyed it more the second time. The first time, I think the expectations were through the roof.
Oh, right.
So you're going, everybody by that time was like, oh my God, what the hell? This is the most amazing film ever. And then you look at it, you're like, oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they were like, So it's still the robot story. Like, why are we still following B-88 all around?
Yeah.
And then go ahead.
I thought it was a smart film in the sense that it, you know, like, of course everyone's saying it's a little bit like A New Hope. But the thing is that we had that foul taste of the prequels in our mouth. And yes. What it did was, it just went, hey, remember everything you liked about Star Wars? Ta-da!
There it is again. Exactly. And why don't I photocopy the script and change some names? Now, and there it is again. Fantastic.
Right. But the thing is if I see this next film and it's exactly like The Empire Strikes Back, then
you're livid.
That will taint The Force Awakens. But right. But as a palate cleanser, I was like, oh, yeah. I was wrapped.
But it's that weird thing of, like, you know, prequels, you know, people said not enough like Star Wars. Force Awakens, too much like Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think these people have a lot of issues with the temperature of porridge.
Yeah. Yeah. We're looking for the Goldilocks effect on Star Wars, right?
There's an exact middle part there.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be Rogue One, right? That's why there's a film every year
right.
as a palate cleanser. Your sorbet between your entrees and your meals, right? It's like a brilliant idea.
Those billion-dollar palate cleansers.
Yeah. You know, something that Steele and I have not had an opportunity to discuss, but we did a podcast about Star Wars March last year, and still asked me, oh, what do you think might happen? And I swear, almost beat for beat, we fucking nailed Han Solo's death. We almost nailed it beat for beat, except the...
except the bit where he falls into the Sarlacc and Boba Fett punches his way out.
No, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Still putting two things together. I don't mind a joke, but that's incorrect. Boba Fett punching his way out of a Sarlacc pit is my thing, and that is a different thing. No, remember I said that that they'd kill off Han Solo, there would be a moment where he's trying to save his son, but I had it that a door would come down, and Chewie would be on the other side while Han took down as many stormtroopers as possible before he got taken out, and it was so close, and, you know, I don't want to talk it up,
so
but I've got to be
close.
Honest, I reckon mine was better.
Yeah, that sounds way better. Where's that script?
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Thank you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.